Inkyard Press and Harper Audio present Music from Another World by Robin Talley, performed by Jamie Mattler and Emily Lawrence. Summer, 1977. Wednesday, June 1st, 1977. Introducing the California Pen Pal Project. Dear girls, welcome to our first annual California Pen Pal Project. Over the next 5 months, this project will foster exciting new friendships and strengthen the faith of the incoming junior girls at New Way Christian Academy and Holy Angels Catholic School. At the bottom of this letter are the names of one girl from each school. To earn credit for this assignment, you must write at least 2 letters each month to your assigned pen pal and complete a final report by the end of first term in November. You should answer at least one of the following questions in each letter, and include summaries of your pen pal's responses in your final report. Pen pal questions. 1. Describe yourself using 3 adjectives. 2. Who are the members of your family? 3. What are your favorite hobbies? 4. What is your favorite television program? 5. How do you plan to maintain your strong Christian morality this summer despite the temptations of modern society? 6. What is your favorite Bible story and why? 7. Do you have any interesting activities planned for this summer? 8. What is it like living in your part of California? 9. What is your favorite subject in school and why? 10. How can you and your new pen pal support each other in your spiritual challenges as you transition into your final years of high school and the new lives that await you after graduation? Pen pal pairing. Tammy Larson, New Way Christian Academy, Ocean Valley, California. Sharon Hawkins, Holy Angels Catholic School, San Francisco, California. Tuesday, June 7th, 1977. Dear Harvey, I hope it's okay for me to call you Harvey. In school, when they taught us to write letters, they said adults should always be addressed as Mr. or Mrs., but from what I've read in the newspaper, you don't seem much like the adults I know. I'd feel wrong calling you Mr. Milk. Besides, it's not as if I'm ever going to send you this letter. I've never kept a diary before, but things have been getting harder lately, and tonight might be the hardest night of all. I need someone I can talk to, even if you can't answer back. Plus, I told Aunt Mandy I couldn't join the prayer circle because I had too much homework. Tomorrow's the last day of school, so I don't have any homework. But she doesn't know that. If I keep writing in this notebook, maybe she'll think homework is really what I'm doing. I guess I could write to my new pen pal instead. That might count as homework. It would be closer than writing a fake letter to a famous San Francisco homosexual anyway. But I can't handle the thought of writing to some stranger right now. Technically, you're a stranger too, Harvey. But you don't feel like one. That's why I wanted to write you, instead of Dear Diary or something. It's ironic, though, that my pen pal lives in San Francisco, too. I wonder if she's ever met you. How big is the city anyway? I read a magazine article that said gay people could hold hands walking down the street there, and no one minds. Is that true? Ugh, the prayer circle's starting over. Brett and Carolyn are leading the Lord's Prayer again. It's probably the only prayer they know. We've been cooped up in the church basement for 5 hours now. My whole family, plus the youth group, plus a bunch of the other Protect Our Children volunteers.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?